got a lot of young students wanting to become veterinarians, and in my state in Jersey, there's a discouraging tone that a lot of people are giving veterinary students, in the sense of the stress and the debt load and everything. What's your take on all this type of thing?
Yeah, it makes me very sad that people are feeling discouraged or being told, like, don't do it, you know? And I recognize that, like, going to vet school is expensive. And I do think that students need to realize, like, the responsibility and the huge burden that the debt is. And so I don't want to, like, discount that. It's legitimate. It's significant. It's something that everyone needs to think about. But I think that vet med is a wonderful place to be. I think you can financially do well. I think you can make a living. I think you can pay off, you know, pay your loans as needed. I think you can have wonderful work-life balance. I am a mom. I have human children, and I am the medical director of my practice. I plan to own a practice, and that is very doable. And honestly, I think vet med, it's easier to do that than in human med right now. And I think that's an important thing for especially young women to realize. We need men to stay in this profession. I don't want them to stop coming into the profession. Their numbers have gone way down. And I genuinely love my job. And I love the magic that is vet med. I was just talking on another podcast with someone about that, just that how unique our job is in medicine. And so I'm trying to also show young people that it's a great career in so many ways. So that's how I feel about it. I think they should do it.
That's great. That's very inspiring. I can definitely sense the passion coming out when you're talking. I love stuff like that.